breaking news. This just in. Dwight Howard is gay. No Sherlock. I mean, if you're surprised by that, I don't know what to say. I mean, he's been doing suspect stuff for years. He's been out here grabbing people balls, going in between men, legs on the bench, patting them on the tail, suspect, all type of things. Like, I'm not shocked by it at all. And anytime a man says, when they are asked directly, are you gay? And they say, why does it matter? Or that's no one's business. I mean, they're telling you the answer. That means they're gay. No straight man is just gonna respond like that, period. And Dwight, I understand that you're saying that it shouldn't matter, you know, what you do in your bedroom, it don't matter if you're gay or not, but you got to think about it from your peers' perspective. You've been doing all these, you know, suspect things, grabbing between their legs, hitting them on their tail, and this whole time, you know, everyone was taking it as if, you know, it's just a joke and fun and games, but you could possibly have been actually getting pleasure out of it. So that's the same as seeing an NBA player running up on a cheerleader and grabbing their tail, because you know that they are straight. They could be getting pleasure out of that, patting them on their tail, going between their legs. No one gonna look at that like, ha ha, that's funny. No, they gonna look at that like sexual assault. So if you gay and doing that, it's sexual assault. It's not consensual because they don't know that you're actually gay. And yes, I'm calling you gay. I don't care if you did deal with women too. If you got a child, if you actually deal with a man, you had sex with a man, you're gay. That's your prerogative. I don't got nothing against someone who gay, but you know, if you gay, you gay. It is what it is, chief. Everyone respects someone who's authentically them. You can't be having these conversations with straight men. They talking about the women that they love, and then you acting like you love women, but really, you could be possibly attracted to them and looking at them in certain ways. That ain't fair to the other person because they're in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people to know so they can know if they want to accept that or even move on. And it's okay if they accept it or move on. That's their choice. And wouldn't you want to have someone who respects and rocks with you for who you are? Authentically in the first place. So you're doing yourself a favor also just by being true to yourself. Like, that's what I would say to anyone, man. Like, you, everyone not turning your back against you because if you're gay and you tell someone that you're gay and you've been gay all this long time and then your friend don't want to rock with you no more, it's not that they're not rocking with you because you're gay. It's the fact that y'all whole relationship has been a lie this whole time.